What's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So on this episode, I wanted to talk about an important topic that I feel a lot of people lack in this world, and that is empathy. And if you're not familiar with empathy, it's basically the action of understanding and being sensitive to other people. It's the equivalent to putting yourself in someone else's shoes. The ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. And you're able to connect and actually imagine what it's like to be in an unfortunate situation. And when people truly want to be there for you and help you, they do it from the heart. I am an empath to the core. That is who I am. I don't pretend to be, as a lot of people often do. There's no excuses or making you feel bad. We have a true willingness to help and show compassion. Now, people who lack empathy will not show compassion. They can be cruel with their words and actions, and it's not about you. Sometimes they'll make up reasons just to avoid helping you. And at times they may be going through their own struggles, but their ego won't allow them to tell you that. So it's easier for them to dump everything on you and try to make you feel worse about yourself. As opposed to just being honest. No one's obligated to help you, so if someone doesn't want to, they can simply say that. But what is not okay is to bash someone and try to make someone feel bad about themselves. The statement that bad things happen to good people is true. Just because bad things are happening, it doesn't make you a bad person. So I want you to understand that, and don't let anyone get into your head and make you feel that way about yourself. I haven't received much empathy in my life, and I'm thankful that it hasn't changed me to become that way. If anything, it only enhances the empathy that I already have within myself. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not believe in showing empathy to everyone. People who are ungrateful and complain without putting forth the effort to make the changes and do what they need to do in their life, no, they will not get empathy from me. But if you follow my podcast, you'll see that I speak about the less fortunate and how often I try to help people as much as I can. I'm currently working on something, and it definitely has a lot to do with empathy, and it's just going to be on a bigger scale. So I look forward to sharing that with you. I show empathy to those who they're really trying their best, and I love to see that. And it's important for us to share kind words. You never know how just one word or a sentence or just one conversation can shift someone's mindset. Or something you might say, if it's negative, it could trigger something in someone that's already feeling down about themselves. And that's why I talk about how important it is to be mindful of what we say and do. Do not be reckless. And people with empathy, it's easy for us. It's just automatic. It's embedded in us that when we have these conversations or we see people who deserve empathy, it's so easy for us to put ourselves in that situation. Sometimes I get tears in my eyes when I see certain people in situations. It really does affect me. And that's how I know that's also a part of my calling and my passion as well, is to truly help people. Yes, I've done a lot for myself. I've done a lot for other people. But it's just something that I want to do more of. While I'm still here, I don't know how much time I have, but it's definitely something that I feel I am called to do. So I am going to continue to do it. I'm all about uplifting people and showing compassion. And, you know, I definitely don't just speak about these things that I talk about on my podcast. This is my life. This is who I am. And no matter what, I don't care how much empathy I have not received, how many cruel people I've come across in life, I thank God that I am who I am, and I have not given anyone the power to change me to be that type of person, because that is not a good way to be. So to the people who have empathy, continue to do what you are doing, continue to show it, because God knows we need more of that in this world. There is so much evil and miserable people, just people who are just throwing so much negativity around, and we don't need any more of that. So keep spreading positivity. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. As I said, I feel like this is something important that needs to be discussed. And if you lack empathy and you are listening to this episode, I hope that this helps you in some way, that you take my words seriously. If you can think to a time where you had a conversation with someone and you were harsh and you were not understanding, I hope that this helps you recognize that you need to do better going forward. So thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting and listening to my podcast. I appreciate you all. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.